It's 8:21, so let's finally bring in our guest, who's been here for about 8 hours already, because he came in very early. It's Doctor Who himself. He is called David Tennant. Wow, look, here he is.
Good morning.
Good morning. David Tennant, look at him. Wow, it's the Doctor. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
I'm very good to meet you.
Hi, David Tennant.
He's Scottish in real life.
Yeah. It is, not a joke.
True.
Do you ever get halfway through a scene and go, sorry, I'm going to have to stop, that was a bit too Scottish?
No. Okay. I don't think I do, really.
All right, fair enough then. Thanks for coming in. Bye-bye! David Tennant, Doctor Who. What's my claim to fame with you?
I met you at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Just after it had been announced that I was doing Doctor Who.
That's right.
Literally days after it had been announced.
Mm.
And you said knock knock.
I did.
Which was, I think, the first person
Hooray.
To have done that.
I'm very proud of that fact.
Yeah.
Please don't leave Doctor Who yet, because I use this story about you all the time. and when I see you on other TV shows and they go, knock knock, I think, I've already done that joke, my friend.
Yeah.
Does that happen in every interview you do now?
Do you know, it's surprisingly rarely.
Really?
It's not too bad.
Alright. Oh, sorry, his headphones are...
They're all sort of weirdly echoing. I'm hearing myself three
there's
times.
There's an ever so slight delay.
There's another pair here.
Try that.
Hang on.
We pressed a button, that might...
No, that's still
really?
The same thing. Yeah.
Try the other ones again.
Try them again.
God, there's a very ever so slight digital delay.
Cutting edge here at Radio 1, isn't it?
So you shouldn't notice it when I speak.
No, you're fine.
And then when
it's not so bad now. Still there a little bit, but it's not so bad. It's bearable now, yeah.
How about this, ready?
That's fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's radio.
Yeah.
You're used to, you know, the dizzy heights of big-time TV.
I love coming on the radio, though.
Really?
I love coming to Radio 1. It feels very cool.
It is very
cool. I feel like I'm being the cool kid that I never was at school.
No, I'm sure you were.
I really wasn't.
Oh. But look at you now. You're Doctor Who.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
You're a travelling Time Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've watched the first show.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like your new assistant.
Yeah, she's fantastic, isn't she?
And I didn't think I would.
No,
because in the adverts for the show, she looks quite mean and moody.
Right.
But actually, from the moment she appears on the screen, she's actually very likable.
Lights up the screen, I think.
I think you're right.
But you don't like change. That's your
problem. I don't like change. No, you're right.
Fundamentally.
I was a big Rose Tyler fan.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I can live with this now.
I think, that's what the show does, though, isn't it? It's like, when the Doctor changes as well, you kind of think, oh, no, I'm not going to like this. But hopefully, you get over that quite quickly.
Yeah. Well, no, I've bought into it already. And she's a Doctor, too.
Is she?
Well, she's a junior Doctor. She's not quite qualified yet.
No.
Sorry, you know, you've got to get facts,
right? The Doctor's not a Doctor, either.
He's a Doctor of many things.
Mm. What's she a Doctor of?
She's trained of medicine.
A medicine Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like Dr. Fox, it's not like her first name.
Yeah, Dr. Hook.
So she's Dr. Martha Jones.
Yeah.
And she's played by Freema...
Freema Agyeman.
And you get on well? Are you friends?
Oh, yeah, she's great, yeah. You'd love her. She's not been on this,
No, she hasn't been on the show, no.
No. I think she might be coming on Joe this week, actually.
Sarah Cox on Friday.
Oh, Sarah Cox, sorry.
Filling in for Joe.
Oh, that's what it is, that's what it is.
So you two are friends?
Oh, yeah.
Swap numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Get on really well outside the show?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, that's nice. Thank God for that, because she's left a message for you.
Well, hi, David. I was actually going to text you randomly about 5 times this week of various things that had gone on, and I just thought I'd leave you to have a little bit of peace and quiet and away time from Freema. So I hope you've had a good rest, and are looking forward to the madness.
She sounds very excited.
She is. But she's also quite cool. She's been very kind of... She's handled it really well, because it could have been, I suppose, quite overwhelming, and she's just been very... From day one, she's just kind of got it and nailed it, really.
The only worrying thing about that is she does refer to herself in the third person.
What do you mean?
She refers to and having a bit of time away from Freema, which is just... Now, the people who do that are always odd. Does she do that a lot, or is that just a one-off?
That was a one-off.
Thank God for that.
It's a first sign of showbiz madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard her do that
before. If you kind of sat here and kind of go... Tennant doesn't like this, you know. It's not a good sign.
But I haven't seen her for a few days, so maybe it's all. Maybe it's sending
her.
Mad.
Her.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I.
Has she got a boyfriend in real life?
She does.
Oh. You two could get together.
That's that slightly mad thing that people assume because you work with someone on the telly, you've got to end up sleeping with.
Because we just see the show for what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's good, but you know, it's good to.
Yeah, but we believe when we watch the show that you are Doctor Who.
Uh huh.
You are the Doctor flying through.
7 o'clock on Saturday night, I am.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it always amazes me when actors go, oh, God, you know, it's not real. And you go, but it is real to us.
Good. That's good.
If you were to go out with somebody like your co-star, it must be more and more difficult to separate the fact that you're not Doctor Who, an assistant in real life. Do you know what I think? Because if you both look like the people...
Now this is going too far.
If you start dressing up in your costume.
This is
stuff,
it, but I just think that if you went to the supermarket as Doctor Who, an assistant, I just think they would get confusing. That's just me.
But your girlfriend was in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So I don't think she comes home from work and she goes, hi, Doctor. David, sorry about that. it's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's quite easy, really, to separate the fact and the fiction. I promise you.
You don't wear the same clothes at home.
I don't.
Never.
No. Well, you don't want to give away all this.
Does she often say, do the Doctor voice for me?
Yeah.
When you're lying in bed, does she say, talk English to me?
That's a yes.
She does then.
That's
so
a yes.
Absolutely not.
You played Doctor Who dress up. And
I was just about to say that I don't want you to believe that we've ever stayed over. That's all I was going to say.
Do the Doctor voice for me, David. Please do the Doctor voice.
Is it you asking now?
Well, no. What are your first words in the new series?
Hang on. It must be something like this, do you see? Or do you see like this?
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
Like so. See? Nearly.
Nearly. Mm.
Yeah.
Now, I actually had to rewind this twice because I couldn't hear what you said.
It doesn't really matter, though,
I thought
actually.
You said lights out.
Lights out.
Like so.
Lights, sir?
What do you say?
Like so.
Like so.
Like so. You see? You kind of go on a bit Dick Van Dyke there for some reason.
Well, you know.
Hello, Mary Poppins.
It doesn't really... You don't really need to know what he's saying, though, at that particular
moment. Well, yeah, but then it comes clear.
You know, it all makes beautiful sense,
I don't want to give anything away.
Don't give anything away now.
And everybody dies. So, I'm a big Doctor Who fan.
Good.
Me too. I think that the new stuff is great.
This new series is... I know I'd be expected to see this, but I've only seen the first three so far, but they are kind of bigger and better than we've done before, I think. It's quite exciting.
And they're scary.
Yeah. Were you scared of the first one?
What, the original Doctor Who?
No, the one that you... The new one. Saturday night's one.
Yeah.
Next week.
So you know what? I'm seriously I'm sitting on the couch last night having chicken fajitas with Sophie. Which is, by the way, that's a meal. It's not like a...
Yeah. I had chicken fajitas for lunch yesterday.
Yeah, fajitas. And, and I said at one point, I went, do you know, this is quite... Doctor's quite scary, you know? And then we got into a conversation about scary stuff. Sophie still thinks that if I say something to her during television, that means we can start a conversation. It doesn't. Yeah. It means I'm saying something now. Shut up and don't ruin it.
I know. I hate.
I have to constantly rewind. How long is it?
So agree with you.
Is it 50 minutes?
45 minutes.
45
yeah.
minutes. It took me an hour to watch it yesterday because I kept having to rewind bits.
No, but you have what you have to do. This is what I do. The greatest way of implying, please be quiet.
Subtitles.
Well, there is that. Or just to make sure that you increase that volume bar on the bottom and just make it visible that the audio needs to increase in level because they're talking so much.
Right, right.
I think that's a giveaway.
That implies that people might be sensitive to the fact that that's what you want to do, though. And that sometimes that's not the case.
It drives me mad.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Well, we're sitting watching the show. I'm really into the show. And Sophie goes, do you want to watch this now? And I said, yeah, well, I've got to watch it for tomorrow. David Tennant's on the show. She goes, right. So we sit there. And very quickly, she gets hooked into it.
Good.
To the point, my favourite bit of watching the show yesterday, Sophie gets up to go to the kitchen. But as she gets up, she stands in front, she's moving, clearing the plate away, and she stops. Something interesting happens in the show. And she just stops and looks like that. And she can't take her eyes away from the telly. And I'm like this. Move! She's stood between me and the TV.
Oh, that's
with the
annoying.
Plates like that.
Oh, that's annoying.
And I'm like, move! And she goes, sorry. And just kind of arching the back so she can still see. So that's praise indeed.
That's good. I'm glad we caught her.
You did? I can't remember which bit it was. So, do you want to know what the first episode's about?
Yeah, please.
Okay, right. Well, it's an establishing episode, obviously.
Yep.
Which establishes the new character. I'm making
this
nice,
that's
that.
Good, that's good.
You can first of all get introduced to Dr. Martha Jones, trainee Dr. Martha
that's
Jones.
That's her.
That's Freema.
Freema, Agyeman.
That's right.
Agyeman.
Agyeman,
yep.
Yeah. Come on, mate, get it right. And then that establishes her role,
mm-hmm.
her character, and then she goes to work, and then the doctor appears. Right, the doctor appears before she gets to work, and then things start happening at work, hence the doctor's involvement, and away we go.
She's in hospital, is she?
Yeah. She's a trainee doctor, Dave.
Right,
she's not moonlighting at McDonald's. I know they don't get paid a lot, but still.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't want to give too much away.
No, I don't know.
Yes,
yeah, but it's good. And Reggie's in it. Reggie's in the first. In fact, Reggie Yates appears in it before David Tennant.
Is Reggie true. In every episode?
I don't think he is.
He's a semi regular. He's Martha's brother.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole new family that obviously come with Martha, mm-hmm. and we get to meet them a few times through the series. But all the chickens come home to roost in the finale, and the family become very involved.
Does her dad make much of an appearance after episode one?
He is back,
right.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, he wasn't making an act.
He's very good, and wait till you see him in the season finale.
Oh, he was a bit wooden, to be honest. And the blonde he was with.
You probably need to see more of it.
Yeah.
I would write them out. What dad put them in the movie? I'm making it simple. You know, you're very good and she's very good, but, you know, and Reggie, you know, Reggie's all right. I'll give him that. You know, I've got to say, some of the aliens' acting was a bit ropey as well. I've got to be honest, I think they got some of the dialect wrong.
What, the Dalek dialect?
No, there's no Daleks in it.
Is there not?
No. In fact, I look very similar to the alien that was in the first episode.
Oh, no.
Really?
Don't do yourself down, Chris.
Yeah. And that looks like me first thing in the morning.
Like Jabba the Hutt.
They're kind of like mini Jabba the Hutts.
Pizza the Hutt.
What are they called?
They're called the Jedun.
That's right, the Jedun.
The Jedun.
I think Russell T. Davis purposely writes alien names that sound Scottish.
Yeah, to try and catch me out.
Absolutely.
I think he does, yeah. And there's a line which where I have isn't to see Jedun platoon upon the moon.
Isn't that the knife?
What?
Isn't that the knife that you wear in your sock? When you wear the kilt.
That's a ski and do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jadoon platoon upon the moon.
Yeah.
He's definitely done that to, you know, wind you up.
Yeah, he probably has.
He sits at home on his typewriter, shouting to the wife, name is Mary, but go, give us another one, will you? Give us anything Scottish.
Mm.
We'll just stick it in. Yeah? Brick, neat, tiddy. What? All right, put it in. That's very tight, by the way. With his fingernails. It's a special.
He doesn't, you know. Russell T. Davis is television scriptwriter extraordinaire. Only types with two fingers.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a two finger man as well.
Yeah, so am I.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, that's what he spends his life doing. You'd think he'd have learned to use the pinky, wouldn't you?
Well, not so. Well, no,
I liked it. Yeah, I'm a traditionalist.
He'll be listening. Russell's a big fan of the show, by the way. He'll be listening right
what,
now.
What, this show?
Yeah.
He'll be listening.
He will be.
I can type with two fingers, but I can type still fast with two fingers. Mm. Give me something to type.
Hello, my name is Chris Moyles. Yeah, but it's the radio. How can we prove that's what you just did?
Rachel?
You're not typing on something, though.
Oh, hang on a second. I'm not going to open up a
But
word
it is time for the news.
Hang on. It is time for word.
The news.
Are you impressed?
That was very quick.
Thank you.
If you typed anything at all, you did do it very quickly.
I'm quicker on the text on the mobile phone.
Really? Oh, what, with one thumb?
I'm like, no, I use two fingers for that.
Oh, really?
In fact, I use a finger and a thumb.
How do you have space on the little
and
phone?
It's small
keypad?
As well. It's very small. Do you want me to type you a message?
Yeah.
This is good. I can't believe it. I'm
this is good radio, isn't it?
What would you like me to type?
Doctor Who, Saturday, 7 p.m.
Okay. Unpredictive or normal?
You ready?
Yeah, go.
Doctor Who, Saturday night.
Dave and Chris are now racing each other to get this text
patterned.
Done as quickly as possible. Chris has done it.
Thank you.
Knight comes out as Might, though, doesn't
it?
That always irritates me.
He's got it right.
That's right.
What's yours come up as, Dave?
Well, I hate the way that Knight is Might, because you would use Knight more than Might.
Yeah, Doctor Who.
I agree.
Doctor Who, Saturday Might, SM.
Yeah, why? They shouldn't know that.
Some things on predictive texting are a pain in the bum.
When are you going to say Might?
Yeah.
Night.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, fascinating as though this is, we need to break for the news, and then we'll play a record, and then we'll be back with more David Tennant. Hey. Live on the show. 1 week up with Miles. Just got 8:41.
What are you looking at me funny for?
Because you had a go at me, because you were being childish.
No, I wasn't. I was joking with you. I was just joking about the fact that during the news, you were reading your own book.
What? What, this? The paperback edition of The Gospel According to Chris Moores, which comes out in May?
Yeah.
Well, it's merely coincidental, my friend. In fact, for today's show, it's actually show research.
Is it?
Because I was writing the bit about the David Tennant at Glastonbury story.
Pourquoi?
I was reading that. Which David obviously knows he's in my book because he's read it, right?
Sure.
And which band were you on the way to see at Glastonbury?
We were going to bring David Tennant to see your band, Folkface, but it took us so long to find the tent that David had to leave.
That is such a shame for you, David. Musically, it was a phenomenon.
Well, you know, I've got these weird headphones.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
Put one ear on and one ear off, like the band.
No, that's it. I've got it now. Okay. I was devastated to miss you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we had bongos.
I'm sure I can find the performance.
They push back boundaries of music.
However, though, I'm very pleased about that because it did fill about 500 words in the book.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, we're here to please.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, there you go. I'm just rereading it. It really is funny. The whole book's just great. Page 44 you are.
You can't read your own book.
Why not?
That's ridiculous.
Why? It's very good.
You could serialise it and do extracts.
It's like Michael Parkinson interviewing himself.
You should be Book of the Week on Radio 4, shouldn't you?
It should be. Every week.
Yeah. Exactly. Book of every week.
Anyway. You've changed the picture on the front, though.
Is that to try and say,
if anyone's got it, and go, yeah, you're a cheapskate, you waited for the paperback version?
No, just don't. Let's not talk about it. It's not out till May.
Let's not dwell on it.
The hardback is still available, Kerry.
We're not meant to talk about it.
We're not talking about it. David brought it up, for God's sake. Stop talking about it, David.
Other celebrity autobiographies are available.
Yeah, but they're not. They might not be as good or as
David's a guest that we can't control.
Yeah.
He's the doctor.
It's book this, book that with him. You just can't stop him. Folkface, you did miss a treat that day when they played at Glastonbury.
Well, I was willing. I was, you know.
Sure.
We got lost.
We did. We walked around for ages and
so did we. Musically, we got lost.
Yeah.
It was hot, but it had been really muddy, so you had that sensation of mud drying to sort of dry.
It was very sticky, wasn't it, as well? Legs.
Yeah. It was very difficult to walk.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you know what? You won't believe it, but this is it. Huge crowd they had, by the way. Well, I'm not going to play all of it, because we play it a lot, so just play a little bit.
It's about 30 people, then.
What stage were you on?
The level one. Yeah.
Jazz lounge.
They were in a tent. They weren't even on a stage, they were on the grass.
Right.
A tent.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Just repeat that bit.
What's the intro?
Yeah.
I don't think my bongos were mic'd up at this point.
No, wait, no.
Sunday lunch and we're feeling fine. If we leave by 3, we'll be back by 9.
Nice.
Yeah, 9 and...
Got some special biscuits. We've seen the special healing bit. We've learnt to salsa dance.
Yeah,
we're very hungover.
Annoyed you missed out now, aren't you?
Why did we not find this?
I don't know. I sadly did.
Come down to Glastonbury. Soak it up and feel totally free.
This is my going.
Yeah, it's your bongos,
nice,
Dave.
Nice
made
bongo
appearance.
Work there.
Doctor Who is dancing.
Yeah.
It's really good, but bring your wellies.
Bit high for you there.
Turn off now, everyone.
Yes, sadly, David had to go and find a decent band, so he missed out on that. Anyway, let's play a record, and then we'll have more Doctor Who chat with Mr. David Tennant to promote Doctor Who, Saturday, BBC One, 7 o'clock. And also Deck from Ant and Deck, I reckon. Right, that's Nelly Furtado and Say It Right on Radio 1. We're back on the air. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've just switched on, I'm very proud to say that David Tennant is here.
Best theme tune in the world, isn't it?
The Doctor. Doctor Who. You just said it. That's the joke, you see.
Like so. See?
I want to be in Doctor Who.
Well, if you ask, then maybe you could have a cameo role.
Can I not play a futuristic disc jockey from some planet?
I'm not the person to ask.
Well, If you said Russell T Davies listens to the show, he can write it in for Series 4.
Pitch it, no, he's listening at home.
Siago, come on, come on, Jason Donovan, Siago, for the Giga.
Would you be from the future or the past?
If I was an alien, if I was a futuristic disc jockey, I'd be in the future. Of course.
Yeah.
The clues are there, my friend.
I know, but I'm just thinking that a doctor could travel back to the 1980s and you could be a disc jockey there, maybe.
I could, but I'd rather be a disc jockey on another planet.
Yeah.
I'd be good.
Well, you wouldn't have to be a disc jockey. Don't limit yourself.
Well, no, I'm just saying...
Your range is massive.
Well, thank you. I have a massive range. But I don't like to brag, David. Yeah, I could. I could play. I could play a bemused citizen of London, who's confused by ships in the sky and freakish events. Or I could play. I could play an evil warrior alien being.
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you think?
Any of those could be possible. Yeah. I would say. I don't want to limit your possibilities.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Oh, do you know my actual ideal role for Doctor Who would be someone who. I'm just a lodger in the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And you don't see me that often.
Right.
But every so often you'll be in the control room.
You could just be kipping under the console.
And I just kind of walk past and go, we got any milk left?
I see you as being...
What about, like a T-shirt and big baggy boxer shorts that almost go to your knees.
Nice.
And you go, what are you doing? And I go, just watching Hollyoaks. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I walk off, and then you carry on.
Yeah.
I see you in the hospital scenes.
The what?
I see you in the hospital scenes. You know how obviously the doctor's assistant...
Here comes an insult.
No, she's a trainee doctor, yeah. And I see you maybe, you could have a role as a hospital porter. No,
you've got to move on from that, though, because I think she's probably going to go in the TARDIS and give up her job.
But you would probably only be in the first couple of episodes anyway.
Yeah, but we're past... It doesn't matter. So, how big is the TARDIS?
Oh, it's dimensionally transcendental. It's
bigger on the inside than the outside.
Exactly. Yeah, it's as big as you need it to be.
Yeah. Is there a toilet?
Oh, yeah. Several.
En suite?
En suite and off suite, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, there you go. So you could rent out, for some extra cash.
Out a wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I live in that wing.
Right.
And it's because the TARDIS is so big, I don't often venture into your area.
Sure. So we could work around your availability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ever so often I just, and if you need me to just, I mean, you could refer to me a lot without me being there.
Sure.
Just pop in out onto this planet for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Lock the door, will you? Or whatever.
Yeah. Tape Bergerac for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doctor Who should have Sky Plus.
Yeah, well,
mind you, you wouldn't need it because if you miss something,
you just go back and watch it.
So you don't need to take Bergerac. What are you talking about, Doctor?
It's the closest thing for time travel to us, though, isn't it? By the way, you can rewind and fast forward.
Well, it is true. Mm. And
the first move into time travel. Yeah.
Does the Doctor have a bedroom in the TARDIS?
He's probably got a few.
Because he never seems to sleep.
Well, because I imagine it's big and rambling, and the geography of it probably keeps changing. And so he's probably just he probably just beds down wherever he finds.
And what time do you wake up? Right, if you're travelling through space a lot...
Yeah.
Right, do you work 9 to 5? Do you get up at 8?
Well, it's great, isn't it? You can just get up whenever you please. So if you wake up early, get up, go on, sort of, fight some aliens.
Mm.
And, but if you sleep in, no harm done.
Because you can just go back.
You can just nip back. It's the perfect life.
I do think, though, that's always the flaw in these shows, is if... somebody dies that you're trying to save, you could just...
Crossing into established events is strictly forbidden.
Well, you did it to that young doctor girl.
Well, except for Cheap Tricks.
What about jet lag? You don't never get jet lag, do you, when you're travelling from one place to the other?
Well, you might do. The thing is, you don't necessarily see... Do you know the one that used to bother me from that point of view was Quantum Leap?
Yeah, right?
Because it was a great show.
Is that Bruce Boxleitner? Or something like that.
Who?
Wasn't it the actor?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. No. Scott Bakula.
Oh, that was it. Scott Bakula.
Oh, thank you very much. And Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, Bruce Boxleitner was in
the late lamented Dean Stockwell. But it used to bother me that because he would zap out of wherever he was, and then zap straight into another adventure. Mm. And he never got a minute off.
Yeah.
He never got 5 minutes to just,
It wasn't realistic in that respect, was it?
No, it wasn't.
That was tough. I always used to feel
so. And he never popped back to see how they're getting on.
Mm.
He was very selfish.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if I have the music to Quantum Leap anywhere.
It was a slightly unlikely theme tune.
Yeah,
League,
it didn't really
it?
Fit with it, did it?
Didn't it? Quite fit. It was no. quite nice, but it
was,
didn't.
But yeah, not necessarily.
It plays a bit more. It's Quantum Leap.
It was more like an American sitcom, wasn't it?
It's like 30 something.
Yeah.
30 something. That was another great theme tune as well.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, man. Don't get me started on TV theme tunes, seriously. You think I'm a geeky now? You ain't heard nothing yet.
What's the best one?
Fall Guy.
You think?
Yeah, one of the best.
Best TV theme tune?
Yeah.
Fall Guy's
Fall Guy's up
one.
There.
I still,
Chips.
I would have thought the answer would be Doctor Who, wouldn't it?
I would have thought.
Fall Guy for
come
me.
On, if we're all honest about it.
Which era, though? Which Doctor Who are you going for?
The current one.
Really?
It's got that great string bit going on underneath it that makes it sound like a movie.
I like them.
It's the best theme tune of all time.
It's only one of them.
And then this bit that Murray Gould's added in. Oh, I love that bit.
He's good, isn't he?
Mm.
So you're saying that's better than this? Okay, that's the wrong track. That was meant to be Doctor Who, not Dad's Army.
That's a good one as well. I do like Dad's Army.
Yeah. I think the CD's gone mental. Dallas.
Another good one.
What the hell is Doctor Who then, for God's sake?
Was this an old school version?
Yeah, you never heard that version. Well, do you ever hear in the mid-80s when Doctor Who went all comedy?
Exterminate!
That didn't do very well at all. That was when Dick Emery was Doctor Who. One season only.
Sadly underrated. There is something pretty cool about that, too. Yeah.
How many versions have I got? I've got loads. I told you, I'm very geeky.
That's the very first one, I think.
See, that's very spacey.
It's quite... I think that's scary, that one, isn't it, right?
Yeah, that's the same
that's
one.
That's the same one. And then there was an 80s one where it all got a bit, sort of...
Yeah.
Synthesizer-y, but that was good, too.
I bought that on 7-inch.
What, the theme tune?
Yeah.
Really?
What was the B-side?
I think it was in the chart.
Dad's Army.
I don't know, but we've got at home, my brother had a Doctor Who sound effects album.
Great.
I can believe that.
And it even had the sonic screwdriver and all that on there. And do you remember the Radio 1 Roadshow and they used to do bits and pieces?
Yeah.
Well, the little bit of music that used to separate the tracks, he used to go, whoa, 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 like that. That's a Doctor Who sound effect.
Yeah, it is true.
Didn't Orbital do a remix of it?
They did a really good remix of it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really funky.
And did you know, Dave, that there's a spin-off from Doctor Who with John Dandyman called Torchwood?
Yes.
And do you know why it's called Torchwood,
Rachel?
John
Barrowman.
It's got the letters of Doctor Who.
It's an anagram. There's a word for that.
That's
it's called
it.
Anagram.
Is it?
Because it's an anagram.
And
Chris,
I only found that out a week and a half ago.
In the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
In the same way that Erinsborough is supposed to be an anagram of neighbours.
Uh-huh.
Hence the name of the area
that
they live.
Great.
How much have you learned today?
Isn't it?
Have you never worked that out? You see?
So it is.
It's clever, isn't it? There's the N.
Have you actually, Dave, before you do this, have you actually sat and worked it out?
No, hang on.
Okay, you might.
Oh, no, you can see it when you see
N,
it.
You might be disappointed.
E. Yeah. There's the I. E. There's the G.
And
there's the H.
Yeah.
There's the B.
Yeah, what?
There's the O.
Now, how do
you spell neighbours?
I knew you were going to say that.
There's the U. There's the R.
Oh.
There's the S.
We've got two R's.
There's an extra O, isn't there?
Yeah.
Neighbours.
And two R's as well.
Yeah, but it's close enough, though, isn't
nearly.
It?
Nearly. Mm. Yeah.
No, I never knew Torchwood was Doctor Who.
Yeah,
I never got that.
Yeah. And do you know the story behind that? Is that when they were doing the first series of Doctor Who, and they were trying to keep it all under wraps, they used to send the rushes to Russell, and to mess it up a little bit, somebody came up with an anagram of Doctor Who so that the rushes went incognito. And Russell saw it and went, oh, I've got to make a show out of that.
Brilliant. Well, I don't watch Torchwood.
I do.
You know why? I can't get past John Barrowman from when he used to do Go In Live with Andy Peters.
Oh, Captain Jack's great.
I think Torchwood's really good.
Yeah.
I had to get through the first few, but I really like it now. No, Just being honest.
I want to watch The Doctor. And
well, Captain Jack is back with The Doctor this season later on.
See, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's all right. As long as he knows his place, which is... No, I'm being serious. As long as he knows his place, Captain Jack knows that he's not as cool or as good as a Doctor. End of. That's that.
Well.
No, there's no well about it. I'm telling you. Fact. No, Doctor Who is better than Captain Jack. For a start, he's a captain, whereas the Doctor is a doctor.
Sure, sure.
And secondly, he's called Jack. So...
I bet is he? What is the secret of Captain Jack?
I don't know.
Where does he really come from?
As I said, I don't really watch it. If it was that good, it would have been...
Stay tuned,
are they brothers?
Stay tuned.
Cousins.
David, if it was that good, it would have been on BBC One Love and not BBC Three. That's all I'm saying. And there's also, very quickly, because I know you've got to leave, where are you going after this?
I'm going to... there's a big list of things I'm doing today.
Don't do it. Cancel it.
Oh, I'd love to.
Hang out with us.
I'd love to stay.
We're going to the zoo. Whipsnade Zoo.
Yeah. I've been hearing all about the lemurs. Yeah.
Come along.
They've been debating outside whether a lemur is a monkey. It's not.
It's not.
Is it a marsupial?
It's a primate.
It's a primate.
Explain to me this Weakest Link Doctor Who special.
Oh, yeah, that's on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, BBC One, 8:30.
Except for viewers in Scotland who get to watch something else. Sorry.
Sports Scene or something.
Mm. I think it's River City, Scotland's favourite soap opera.
But then it will be shown later, I'm sure.
I hope so. I don't have that fact on my...
Well, if you live in Scotland and you've got Sky... I'm sure... Because I can watch BBC One Scotland in
that's
London.
That's true. Or you can get... I think... I've got to tell my mum and dad this, actually. I think they've got... One of the other ones, NTL or something. I think it's on like channel 902.
Well, there you go. Exactly. See, laughing. So now, is Anne Robinson Anne Robinson, or is she the robotic Anne Robinson?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
all people from Doctor Who
yeah.
playing The Weakest Link?
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
I'm doing it.
Wow.
I've done it.
You're watching the two series, who'd never agree to do something like that. K-9's on it.
K-9 is there, yes. John Barrowman is there.
John Barrowman's there, Captain Jack.
Noel Clarke played Mickey Smith. And
right.
Camille Kadoorie, who played Rose's mum. Who else have we got? We've got Andrew Hayden Smith, who was in the series last year. Tracy Ann Oberman.
She was in EastEnders, wasn't she?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's good. It's good. It was quite scary. Have you done it?
Weakest Link, Dave's done it.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's quite... Because she doesn't come out of character.
No,
you kind of think that's a joke. But she comes on set being scary and remains scary all night.
It is true. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
He won it.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't like to talk about it, though.
So you're properly playing, so you either win or get voted off.
Oh, yeah, we properly play it. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which is horrible, because you have to vote your mates off. It's really... I didn't like that at all. Here we go.
You get plied with champagne as well in the green room beforehand, making it difficult to concentrate on the early rounds.
Did not understand the question and is very rude. She looks at me with her beady eyes. It is very scary. I hope K-9 goes on to win. He is a nice robot dog.
We don't have an actual Dalek, but we do have Nick Briggs, who does the voice of the Daleks.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, what? You don't have a Dalek there?
No, we don't have a Dalek there, but Nick has got his thing, so he does do
it. So the fella just stands there with a funny mic?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of ruins it.
No, it's good. Wait till you see it. It's good.
And you're David Tennant on it. You're not...
Oh, yeah. We're not in character. Well, apart from K-9, who never comes out of character, obviously.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Because K-9 is real, another bloke with a radio remote control thing with a microphone. That's real.
You've got to believe. You've got to believe.
The Dalek is obviously this fella driving it around. It's like a bumper car inside the Dalek.
Yes, I believe.
Hmm.
Anyway, listen, you have to go, sadly.
I do. Unfortunately, I'd love to hang out.
Mm. Well, you're more than welcome to come back and hang out anytime.
Thank you very much.
Doctor Who, Saturday, BBC One, 7 o'clock, with the brilliant David Tennant and the brand new character of trainee Doctor Martha Jones.
Yeah.
Played by the beautiful Freema. Freema
Adjuman.
Adjuman.
Yeah.
I just call her Freema.
Yeah, just call her Freema.
It's a lot easier. And the episode 1 of Doctor Who is being previewed across a handful of cinemas in Wales, 10:30 Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Now that would be worth watching.
Brilliant.
On the
screen. Yeah. No, I mean, in all seriousness, brilliant.
And you're back with Reggie on Saturday morning.
I'm coming to see Reggie, who's, he's part of the gang now, you know.
Mm. So that's two early mornings a week this week.
I've got another one tomorrow, but I won't see what for, because that's for a rival breakfast show.
Boo, don't do
there
it.
There is only one breakfast show.
There is only one breakfast show.
It'd be rubbish compared to us.
And I'll be seeing the same tomorrow.
Another,
no, I won't.
How rude. Is it a national one, or is it one of these local stations?
Do you
Let's
really
not
want
give
me to
them a plug,
it?
No.
Yeah, it's local, isn't it? It's only a local station.
I'm seeing nothing.
Will they be able to hear it in Scotland tomorrow? I doubt it.
I'm seeing nothing. I don't want to perjure myself.
John Groats to Land's End, David. That's what we are. Do you know what it is? Do you know what the equivalent is? This show is like the Doctor Who to tomorrow you're going on the Torchwood. That's what it is. This is the big. They are the merely the
less
the,
big.
The lesser bigger. Mm.
This is the biggest radio show in the world, isn't it?
Pretty much,
yeah.
Have you got more listeners than Wogan now?
Bar him. This is the biggest show in the world.
Sure, yeah.
He's got from like 35 to dead, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a big old focus group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
David, love to see you. Good luck with the show.
It's been a real pleasure. Sorry,
David
I've got
Tennant,
it.
Thank you
That's
very much.
All right, no worries. Right, let's do Dave's Genius Link. How do you get to today's track from yesterday's track, which was all.
9:37.
It's time to rate the guest. David Tennant. What are we on? 28th of March. Guests so far that we've rated have included Mary Lynn Rice Cakes, who's Chloe from 24, Ricky Wilson from the Kaiser Chiefs, Kelly Osborne, Max Beasley and Tamsin Althway. Josh Stone. Take That. Jonathan Ross and the Proclaimers. And today, the 28th of March, as David Tennant was our guest, let's go through the team and find out who votes what for who, what thing, blah, blah, blah. Alad.
I thought a thoroughly nice guy, very pleasant, very funny, nice guest. I'm going to give him a lovely 7.5 out of 10.
Rates higher than Reclaimers, higher than Take That, and on a par with Max Beasley and Tamsin Althway.
Yeah.
All right. Carrie?
I thought he was lovely. Off air, really nice chap. Had a really good chat about lemurs and stuff next door, and he was very friendly. On air, brilliant. Got all the gags, joined in, had a laugh with us. I'm going to give him 8.321.
8.321 rates him higher than the Proclaimers. Jonathan Ross, Take That. In fact, puts him in your second favourite guest of the year.
He was lovely.
Dave.
I thought he was very, very good, and for that I'm going to give him 7.5.
7.5. Your third favourite guest of the year. Dominic.
I liked him a lot, and like Carrie, very much enjoyed the chat about monkeys off-air, and enjoyed his chat on-air. I'm going to give him 7.711.
7.711.
Yeah.
Your second favourite guest of the year.
Yes, he was.
Rachel.
I think he's my favourite guest of the year.
Wowzers.
I really, really liked him. He was a lovely man, off air and on air. So I'm going to give him 7.5.
All right. And I will give him... 7.2. So there you go. They are the scores for David Tennant. Let's recap them in an echoey voice. 7.5 from Alan. 8.321 from Kerry. 7.5 for Dave. 7.711 for Dom. 7.5 for Rachel. And from me, 7.2. There you go. Stop padding, Dave.
What?
Which gives the grand total... of
45.732.
What?
45.732.
Wow.
How have you done that?
It's easy. Add the 7.5, the 8.321, 7.5 again.
Were you adding up during the scoring?
If you add the 3 7.5, 7.5, 7.5, 7.5, right, get them out of the way first, and the 8.321, the 7.7.11, and the 7.2, 45.732.
Wow. I'm amazed.
I don't believe him.
What, do you think he's made it up?
No, I think he's...
He's cheated somehow.
Yeah.
Check the numbers, Carrie.
Where's your calculator, Dave?
It ain't in your head.
Pocket.
Who did that?
Me.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
But how come usually it takes you 15 minutes?
Are you telling
minutes?
The truth, Dave?
Yeah, I had to
You'll be
up.
Decepting a... Decepting, is that a word?
I'll tell
Deceiving
you what.
A nation.
I'll tell you what, Dave.
You're lying.
Let's change our scoring. I'm going to change mine. Do you want to change yours,
Yes,
Dom?
I do.
Carrie, do you want to change yours? And then you can give us the right answer.
Yippity-doodle.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to admit what you did?
Just admit
I feel like I'm back at school.
Dave? David?
Yeah?
What did you do?
Nothing.
Did you use a calculator?
and might have had a bit of help
from
my calculator.
Right, fine.
But I think
David, I don't want to hear anymore. Go stand in the corner.
Facing the wall.
Put your hands on your head like that because it really hurts.
Yeah. Put your hands on your head like that and put your left leg out behind you as if you're about to kick a football.
Yeah.
No, as if lifted up in the air. And now say, I love Chappers 10 times.
No.
Okay, all right, don't worry about that. I'm only joking.
He's going to be far, isn't he?
45.732. He is the third most popular guest of this year.
That's very good.
Just behind Kelly Osbourne and Jonathan Ross.
Mm. It's a good place to be.
Doctor Who, 7 o'clock, BBC One, Saturday night. Watch it. Stop me,